Good morning. We're learning Chayotim Hilchasitzis Klal Yud Aleph, and we're in Simen Chaf. And we said the first opinion is that we're going to rely on a case of necessity, that even if the tzitzis have torn off totally from below the gedil, and there's no free-hanging tzitzis at all, so according to the re of the Baal HaTosis, it is kosher. In the case of Shas HaTchak, you would rely on that, but no bracha, and you cannot wear it enter Shas HaRabim and Shabbos. Now, let's say, however, there is the shear of Kedei Aniva from the free-hanging tzitzis. V'nishir gamin ha'onav, if there's remains from the part which is the onav, which is the part which is the free-hanging tzitzis, also something. So now the Chayyim is going to say the number that which he feels is the correct way to measure Kedei Aniva. The Gemara says the shear is Kedei Aniva, the amount it takes to wrap, to make a bow out of the strings which are there. So he says shear dalad girdlin. He says the shear is going to be 4 girdlin. Now the Mishabura says that is hifriz alamida. He went way too far. That's not. It's way too big. And you can understand Kedei Aniva is 2 girdlin. The way we were saying yesterday, we said that according to the Chazon Ish, 1 a girdle is 0.95 of an inch. It's almost a full inch. So 4 girdlin would be very close to 4 inches. It would be 3.8 inches. So according to the Chayotim, that's the amount that you need. But according to the Mr. Bura, so the amount that you would require is 1.9 inches. So if you have the tzitzis tor and there's a remainder of 1.9 inches, two inches of the free hanging part of the tzitzis, so then we will continue and discuss that's going to be mutter to wear. Now he's also going to make some qualifications in that. Meanwhile, the Chayotim says, where did he get his calculation of dalad girdlin? So he explains in the parentheses where he came with that calculation of girdlin. So we're going to skip that. So now, if the tzitzis tor and the remains free hanging, the amount of kedei aniva, which the Chayotim says is 4 girdlin, alva bishenifsis kukulam, even though all of them have torn off, ve'emizumanim lefonim tzitzis acherim, and he doesn't have another pair of tzitzis available. She's about to be ayinizem mitfila. Or not only if it's a question of tzitzis, but if he goes to look for another pair of tzitzis, by the time he does that, he'll miss davening. You're allowed to wear it as such, but he cannot make a bracha on it. So even though you have all of the tzitzis there, you have the kedil, and you have hanging free kedei aniva of all of the tzitzis, that's still not going to allow you to make a bracha on it. And you're allowed to wear it because of you have no other tzitzis available, or because you would lose a mitzvah out by searching for it. But if you don't have that pressure of trying to get the davening, or you would have time to correct it and then still make it in time for davening, so then it's all, you may not wear it as such, and obviously you cannot make a bracha on it. You cannot make a bracha on it. So what allows you to, yes, make a bracha on it? So he says that there are two things you have to have in place. Number one, Alam ke nisharu beizkut in shleimim, shem dalad roshim, shkolechad arach yud beiz garden. So we make tzitzis, we take 4 strings, and we put them through the hole, and they now doubled over, they come down to the other side, so you end up with 8 free hanging strings. So you need 2 of those 4 strings to be shleimim. That's which means the 4, and the definition of shleimim is that they have 12 girdlim on one side, and 12 gerdim on the other side. They need to be at least 24 gerdim long, and actually a little bit longer than that, because that's all counting. Remember, we said that's counting from the first knot and down. There's still the amount which has to go into the knot and into the baggage itself and come around to the other side. So if you have two of them which are shleimim, that they have not torn at all, and there's remaining, they have at least yudbeis gerdim on both sides. So you have two of the four which are shleimim. Now, of the remaining two, of the four original strings, I mean, abeis achutim and nifsakim, yunisha akaponim mikol chut dalad gerdim shukdei anivim. And of the two other ones, which are not shleimim, you need that each one of them should have at least a shear of kedei aniva, which he says is four a gerdim, which again is that close to 4 inches, free hanging from each string. So we'll call the strings A, B, C, and D. So in our example said that A and B had remained intact, which means on both sides there's A side 1 and A side 2, there are both sides, there's the 12 gerdim. The same thing in B. C and D, each one has remaining at least the kedei aniva on one side. The question, of course, is when you look at your sitzes and you see that two strings are torn, you don't know if those two strings are one from C and one from D. Since each sitz is doubled over, so you look at that string and you say, I don't know if this string is side 1 from C and side 1 or side 2 from D. Maybe they're both the two sides of C. How do I know they have in C, the string, which is C, I have 4 gerdim left over. Maybe it tore off on both the two sides which tore by the knot, and there's not kedei aniva left, were both really from the same string. So without reading this inside, he says that if when you made them in such a way that you know if both tear on the same side, that it's not the same string, that is going to be kosher. If you don't know, so then you have to be machmer misafik. And maybe the two strings which have torn are really the same string on two sides. Once that's true, so then you may wear it l'chatchila. You cannot make a beggar l'chatchila like this. But once you wear it, once you have made it appropriately, if afterwards it tears, you may continue to wear it as such, and even make a bracha on it. Okay, we're going to stop here, and I'm going to wish you a good day. Have a good day.